Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 42, The Seven Trumpets, Revelation chapter 11, verses 15 through 19. Verse 15 states, "The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said," loud voices again, loud for an earthly ear like John's to hear, but probably not if you're in heaven with your heavenly ears. "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ." Lord here is Old Testament Lord, meaning God the Father, meaning Yahweh, meaning all the particular names of God in the Old Testament. Christ meaning Jesus. It doesn't mean that the kingdom of God comes to earth at exactly the moment this angel spoke these words. It just means that it is at hand, and be prepared. What a day when the kingdoms of men become the kingdom of God. "And he," meaning Jesus, "will reign forever and ever," ion upon ion, age upon age. The Greek has no real way of saying eternity, so it's got to say ion upon ion or age upon age. Age upon age is how you would translate this verse directly from the Greek. 16, "And the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God." This is true worship. Falling on your face and worshiping God. Well, that's true worship. Getting up, dancing, and jumping around, laughing and clapping. I'm not quite sure that's true worship as seen in the Bible, especially as seen in the book of Revelation. The 24 elders worship by saying, "We give thanks to you, Lord Almighty." Lord Almighty is probably in reference to God the Father, the one who is and who was, "because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign." Even before Jesus comes to earth, God has begun to reign. See, he hasn't fully reigned yet because we're still in the tribulation period, but he is in charge even of the earth in this time. Therefore, he reigns even though Jesus isn't on earth. Verse 18, "The nations were angry." That's in reference to Psalm 2. You might want to read that passage. "And your wrath has come." The wrath of God is seen especially in the second half of the seven-year tribulation period. "The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants, the prophets." The prophets, I believe here, is the Old Testament prophets, because they spoke about this day of wrath and they were not taken seriously, but they're going to be rewarded now. Not only the prophets will be rewarded, but the text goes on to say, "and your saints and those who reverence your name." Reverence meaning fear. I really believe that fearing God, is being more than just reverent. It is actually being afraid of God. In one sense, we are afraid of God. We want to run from him, but we realize we've got to turn and run back towards him because he loves us. Text goes on, "both small and great, and for destroying those who destroyed the earth." Judgment comes on those who destroy the earth. Well, we see some destruction of the earth in our generation today. Verse 19, "then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the Ark of the Covenant." Remember when God told Moses to build the tabernacle, it was an exact earthly representation of what was in heaven. There is a literal temple in heaven. Whatever literal means in that place, there is also an Ark of the Covenant, which was replicated on earth in the temple in Moses' day. "And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a great hailstorm." God's wrath is seen in this violent time, and the last half of the tribulation period is very violent.